In Tunisia, a new interim president took power today and pledged to hold free elections. That came a day after the country's longtime ruler fled to Saudi Arabia after massive street demonstrations against him. Tunisians say they are seeking democracy, but violence continued today, and people seemed wary about their country's future. Eleanor Beardsley has a story from the Tunisian capital of Tunis.
The ground was littered with trash, shoes, and charred debris. Shops and cars had been burned. Tanks and soldiers were on the street. But people slowly emerged to discover a country that was free for the first time in 23 years from the grip of President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Some were afraid to talk about it, but not 22-year-old Hicham Ben Yagan. I'm very optimistic, he says. This is going to be great for Tunisia, just fantastic. For the last two decades, President Ben Ali quashed political opponents, stifled democracy, and muzzled the press. Friday's massive demonstrations culminated a month of protests around the country against his regime. Dozens of demonstrators have been killed by Ben Ali's hated police firing into the crowds. The protest movement started with the death of one person, a young man who set himself on fire because the government took his fruit and vegetable stand, his only means to make a living. Claire Spencer, an expert on the Middle East, says that one incident galvanized the population's growing anger.
When the corruption is too flagrant and the responses are too heavy-handed, people suddenly say, this is beyond what I and my personal dignity can withstand.
Particularly hated was Ben Ali's wife and her family, who were accused of pillaging the nation. The couple was known here as the Ceaușescus, a reference to the brutal couple who ruled Romania for decades. Monsef Marzouki is the head of a banned opposition party. He's been living in France for the last decade, but he's coming home to run for office.
I am so proud the Tunisian people were able to defeat a dictator. We cannot let anyone steal this revolution from the Tunisian people.
Saturday night, gunshots rang out again around Tunis, and a strict curfew kept people inside. Marzouki believes some of the violence is being carried out by Ben Ali's militia in an attempt to destabilize the country. The only way to bring peace to Tunisia, he says, is to hold free and fair elections as quickly as possible. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.